Introduce yourself to the people. Introduce yourself to the people.
Yo, it's hands on, Mr. Barker himself, Meth Lab Henchman. What's happening?
Look, brother, Staten Island. I like to say Staten Island sometimes too. We can say Shaolin, but we like to say Staten Island too. Staten Island's before Shaolin. What do you prefer?
I'm with whatever.
Yeah, with whatever. So we got hands on in the building. Hands, been a long time. I wanted to qualify you on some stuff because some people just think Hands is a goon, right? Did you get that little misconception about you early on?
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
I mean, it was flattering, but I ain't no goon.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And because a lot of people don't know, you do music.
Right.
And you executive produce music.
Right.
Tell them about the executive production. I'm going to be quiet. Go ahead. Tell them who you executive produce for.
All three Method Man projects installments.
Mm-hmm.
Meth Lab 1, 2, and 3 was all executive produced by myself. Along with, my last project was, I try to stay involved in everything. You know what I mean? But those is my biggest accomplishments. And but definitely not no goon. I'd rather be looked at as a producer.
So you actually one of the few people that could get Meth to rap. What is that like? Because, he said he don't want to rap no more. He'd rather do his movies. He's tired of the business, the industry. But he will go in the booth and do projects that you kind of like help with the production, picking the music, everything. What is that like?
It's a lot of work. You know what I mean? The big homie is, he's a perfectionist, so he wants everything to be right. So it's definitely a task. It's definitely a lot of work. It's definitely not easy. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of work. You know what I mean? It's just not, everybody, because I've done heard it. Like, yo, it's Method Man. Shit got to be easy. Like, it's not. You know what I mean?
So what is he like in the studio? Because a lot of people, we hear the flow. The flow, even right now, an hour from now, is flawless. Like, he got better. Like, it's scary because you got respectfully, you might have got the best Method Man. Like, the early on, but you got this Clark Kent step in the booth, and saying? Did you realize what you really had while it was going on? Did you realize the magic that was taking place, or was you just like, it's just work? Did you really realize what was going on?
At first I was like, it's just work. But then as it started to gain its own cult following, It became more of a blessing than anything else. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just the fact that, somebody of that caliber trusts you with stuff like that is big.
Did you realize too that if it was fucked up, it was your fault too?
Absolutely.
Hands fault. Here. Yo,
I done took blame for shit that I wasn't responsible for, but you holding the bag, so you gotta take responsibility.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
And you from the hood, so you know Park Hill, like you can't get into that you start not taking responsibility, you have everybody on you. Like, you know what I mean?
You got Johnny in the lab. That's all you. Right. They like, because, everybody want a feature from him. And he basically said he doesn't really want to rap like that anymore. So everything he do now is like, because he feel like it. And you got him to do it.
Because he wants to.
Because he wants to. What was the talk like? Like, what was the conversation like? Did you go to him and say, I want to do these projects and I want to put them, or did he say, Hands, put these projects together for me?
No, it was more of, my first project, the Hannibal, the Great, Method Man Presents Hannibal, the Great, he presented that project. I kind of business wise, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. So during that, we did a mixtape with K Slay. And we toured on that mixtape. The mixtape is actually what caught. We did the whole West Coast with that mixtape. Meth was on this, one of the songs that we performed. But, you know, he was one day he was like, yo, we need something that we can all perform together. Me, Carlton, him, and Street Life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Street Life. So we did a song. That song turned into an idea for a mixtape. Once we got into the mixtape, you know, I'm like, yo, I could, you know, we could turn it into a full-fledged project. You know, and he was apprehensive at first, but he gave us a shot and we pulled it off. And, you know, that resonated in the number two and number three. And, you know, possibly we got four coming.
So you doing this, y'all, and y'all are in the studio. Let it be known, this ain't no fly vocals. This is y'all in the booth. Y'all really there. You really there. Yeah, yeah.
Did you
ever have to tell him to, yo, you should do that verse over?
I've told him that I didn't like certain things. Like he's not one of those. Like he can take, yo, that I ain't like that. He could take that. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes he changes it and sometimes he doesn't, but you know, I try to stay next to things that I like, you know, cause I feel like that's how you start the wave.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, recreating something that was done already, you know, you putting out there what you think is hot.
Right.
And as long as it sound good to you, it sound good. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something. Were you ever Ice Water?
Yes. Well, I wasn't part of the group, but okay. That was my guys. When I first came home, you know, they gave me my first opportunity. Shout out Ray, shout out Kay, shout out Don, shout out Soup, shout out Ray. You know, they gave me my first shot.
So that's, you know what I mean? That's how you ended up in that other situation that people they know you for, right? Because you was
right.
Okay.
Right.
So with that other situation, did you and Joe ever get a chance to chop it up behind that?
No.
Okay. Is that a conversation you think is worth having, or it just was what it was when it was?
I mean, I don't think a conversation between me and him about that would be productive.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it was nothing personal, you know.
That's where I wanted to go with it, because a lot of people don't know. Sometimes you just riding for the team. It ain't right. I don't feel no way about you. But
I was coming out to play for my team. That was it. It was nothing personal. Personally, I'm a fan. I like Joe Button's music. I think he's nice. Right. You know, but you know, at the time, I was playing for my team.
Right. Did those situations hinder you in any way as far as your career?
Yes.
Explain that.
Because it made everybody think I was a goon.
Right.
So in the eyes of the public, I'm just some big, you know, dumb motherfucker that, you know,
don't
know how to do nothing. Right.
You ready to crash.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And I think you was able to redeem yourself with EP and projects, your projects, and like I said, you got Meth in there. That you was able to redeem yourself and show them you could put some plays together as far as business, right, which was a great thing for to redeem yourself. So was you ever on paperwork with Ice Water, or was just
was never on paperwork. So, but you know, they gave me my opportunity, because when I came out, you know, they had the album, the Polluted Water, Jump In, and you know, they let me, you know, jump in, and they let me, you know, get my feet wet, you know what I mean? And that was like my first big project, because I was doing music before that, but never on the level of, you know, industry music. Like, you know, being on something as reputable as that with those features they had, and it was a good project.
So let me ask you something. You said you was incarcerated.
Yes.
So during the whole Wu-Tang shit, you wasn't there for none of that?
I went to jail right after the Protect Your Neck video.
Wow.
I'm in the video. You would never tell it's me, because I had just got shot at the time, so I was mad skinny.
Okay.
But I was in and out from that point on. I got back out in 96, went back, you know what I'm saying? So I've been, you know, in and out of jail and stuff like that since then. So the wave was definitely going on, but I didn't figure it out yet. I was still playing in the street. I was, you know.
So let me ask you something. So when you get out finally and you see this Park Hill and Stapleton dynamic going on, was you like, when the fuck this happened? Like, was you surprised like everybody else was?
Yeah. I mean,
because I want you to explain that to me, because people really don't know. That wasn't, I ain't see that happening. So I was like, this Park Hill niggas with Stapleton niggas? Like, what the hell? What, right. Explain to the people.
Right. So, I mean, it went from, you know, Park Hill was a war zone at that time.
Yes.
Literally, in all aspects of the world, it was a war zone. So certain people, you know, not only Wu-Tang, it was certain people at that time when I came home that I was looking at like, oh, shit, niggas done turned this shit into a dollar.
Mm.
You know, not just, it was a lot of people at the time that reached the plateau where inspired me like, oh shit, words mm-hmm. could be worth money like that. Mm-hmm. You know, this is shit that we was doing for free all our life. You know, and it's, you know, it turned out a lot of motherfuckers, you know, brought themselves up out of that war zone with the music.
And it's dope that music ended a lot of street shit. The music, because nowadays the music goes into the street, but at that time it took everybody out the street.
Yeah, and there was a time where Park Hill and Stapleton people couldn't be in the same room.
That's what I'm trying to, yeah. But the people don't know that. The people would never understand how bad that was. It was very bad.
Right. The significance between Ray and Ghost right now, people don't understand, because the two projects were so at odds. You know what I'm saying?
15 minutes away. And it's 15 minutes away from each other.
And it's a walk, a little walk down the block.
Yep. Like, yep.
You know, and you know, they brought it together. They knocked down that wall. So when I came home, it was a different, it was a whole different, you know, vibe, whole different feel.
I spoke to many different people, artists from Staten Island, and they always say Capadonna was the biggest influence on everybody at first. How accurate is that?
Yeah, Kappa was always like, you know, if you ask me, Kappa was the, you know, the guy for rhyming back then.
We would be talking like about original, was, though. That would be original. Original.
Yeah. Original Tajin. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Kapp was the fly dude all the time. You know what I'm saying? He had the bars and, you know, somebody I looked at, because I'm younger. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was, you know, kind of just watching for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What building you from?
I'm from 260. From 260, I moved to 240. You know, I done lived in 185. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you know, I never crossed the street, and I never walked that far down. I went to 160, 180, 140. That was it. Only time I went.
But that was where it was jumping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's where you was going. You was walking through the, you know what I mean?
Cutting across to go to Tarji to the video store back in the days. I was doing all of that. You know what I'm saying? Right. I was doing all of that. You went to 49 too?
Yeah, I went to 49.
What high school you went to?
I went to Newdorf for one day. I got caught with a gun the first day of school. So that was a wrap for that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I got expelled. I wound up going to Concord.
Concord. Oh my God. I knew you were going to say Concord. Well, if y'all don't know, Concord is a 600 school for children with very, very bad behavior. I used to live in New Brighton, so our corner store literally was right there across the street. Heidi's is across the street.
Right.
That's where I went to the store. But Concord is right there, and the park is the Concord Park. Damn, you went there. Mm-hmm. I knew you was going to say Concord. Could you explain to people, too, the dynamic of Staten Island, that you literally grow up with white people that are not all prejudiced, too? Sometimes they like a nigga, for real. Like, explain it, because we see racism, but in Staten Island, it's a little different.
Right. Yeah. We see racism, but Staten Island, the white boys on Staten Island is different, though.
Yeah.
I think Meth said this at one time, like, nobody else got white boys like we like us.
Right.
Our
right.
white boys is spectrum.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Do the cop cars say Shaolin Finest too, right?
I don't know. I think they say
I think they say Shaolin Finest. I think the last time I was on the island, I seen Shaolin Finest. Dead serious.
That's I don't even look at police.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think I see. Well, I don't like the 120th precinct, but let's just talk about that. I don't like the 120 at all. So you doing your thing. What inspires you to do music? Because you know, a lot of people think you got access. You got access to this one. Deck come to the island and you would lounge so I could call Cap. Explain to people that you still got a long way to go and a tough time doing this thing.
Yeah, because they, you know, one thing about my guys, if they see you working, they're gonna support you.
Got you.
The key is to keep working, and you know, naturally, they're gonna you know, help you, and they're gonna be around, and you know, on any given day, anybody can walk in Meth Lab Studio just because, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, even though they might not know what's going on, they know we in here working.
Yo, I'm bugging. Hold up, Concord ain't in New Brighton. Where Concord at again? That's on. It is. That's the one I'm talking about. The other one I'm talking about. It's gonna come to me after the.
That's on St. Paul's.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah. That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah. Because I was thinking, I'm like, hold up, Concord is on Tarji. So you was in walking distance to the school.
Mm-hmm.
What's over there now? The Home Depot, or something like that, right? In that area.
Now, Concord's still there, but the Home Depot is across the street
right,
now. Yeah,
right. That's where we shot the Dude, you wasn't even out there when we did Milk the Cow.
No, I was locked up.
And you wasn't out there when we did Winter Wars. You was there, right?
Winter Wars, I think I was there.
Okay, yeah, because I'm like
he did his verse.
Yeah. I shot that video. And rest in peace to a lot of the bros that was in Milk the Cow that's no longer with us no more. Because some of the brothers are actually passed away. A couple of the brothers in the video, passed away. So you on iTunes right now? You on all the streaming platforms?
All streaming platforms. We just dropped a couple joints. It's Real with Capadonna and Lounging Low. Shout out to the Boomer.
Yes, sir.
We dropped Richmond County Coalition. That's with me and Fess last week.
Fess
today
Taylor.
We mm-hmm. dropped the Method Man single All Fire. That's up right now.
Okay.
All streaming platforms. You know what I mean? YouTube, whatever. You know what I mean? You can find it.
And I seen a joint with you. Ain't Iron Mike on one of the joints?
Yeah, Iron Mike is the one that dropped.
Yeah, that's
today,
my guy. Yeah. That's a shout out to Iron Mike. That's
a good homie.
Hold on. Iron Mike is he Richmond Terrace?
Yeah, he's from New Brighton.
Yeah, Richmond Terrace. Yeah, shout out to Iron Mike. Richmond Terrace is a whole nother subject too. I want to it ain't no good places in Staten Island. Now I think about it. Every place is turned like a motherfucker when I really think about it. I'm like, yo, you can't really, you know, I mean, it's small too, but everybody know each other. But it ain't no, you know, I think the perception of Staten Island to other people was that it's a place. It's everywhere is turned. Even if you go to like Port Richmond and you know, you got, right, you know, Port the Richmond, Mexican and shit, you got mad. It's crazy. One thing I wanted to ask you about the music. So you basically just stay in the studio.
That's that's all I do.
How has that kept you out of trouble?
Tremendous. It saved my life, basically. I mean, the whole music in general, you know, just music having me places where had I not been there, you know, I'd have been jammed somewhere. You know what I mean? So the studio is a place where, you know, I come, you know, and I could just, you know, I could work, I could, you know, vent, you know what I'm saying? We got the studio operating 24 hours a day. I got other projects with people that I'm collaborating with. I don't know if you remember Fess Taylor.
Hell yeah, I said Fess Taylor earlier.
I remember. Yeah, so Fess is on the joint. He be down here working. You know what I'm saying? And,
all right, you know, all right.
I don't remember. You know, we getting a project done with King Just. Remember, I know you remember.
I know King
the
Just. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they up next.
Black Fist.
You know what I'm saying?
That was Black Fist. Yeah.
Black Fist. That's the big homie right there.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Who that behind you?
That's King Just.
Just, what's good? Me and Just did one of the most classic, and you just know what we did on them numbers. We did some crazy. It was me, him, and Pop. Did some crazy.
Nah, it's hunting season, man.
Yo, you know what's funny? Because King Just made my gym playlist with no flows on the, no flows on the rodeo. Like, you gotta be
music.
Come on, man. You know Easy Mo B is the big homie too. So we already know how that go. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to King Just, one of the unsung heroes of Staten Island as well. You know what I'm saying? Definitely was repping that hill a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like a long time. And you know, I put it on my own, my Instagram. I'm always going to have an affinity for Staten Island, every artist, because I know what y'all go through. And some of y'all that's not a part of the clan per se, it's harder for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And people don't know that it's harder for you, because if you're not one of them 9-10 members, people be like, but it's a lot of talent in Staten Island. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's why my situation is so ideal, because I ain't got no problem. You know, I'm putting records out, but I'm trying to be recognized as a label,
not just
an artist.
Right.
So to be recognized in these rooms as a label, you got to have content. And the content needs to be more than you. It's easy for me to come to my borough and get nothing but talent.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
We got like four projects cooking in here right now.
Definitely.
And, you know, whoever want to work, holla at me.
You know what's deep? Because I was just watching the Fess Taylor interview on Sodium TV. That's where everything I love is on the TV right now. I wish I could swing the camera and show you right now. Mm-hmm. I'm watching Fess Taylor right now on Sodium TV. It's just something that just popped up in my YouTube feed, and I'm like, oh shit, that's Fess. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how the politics, because everybody don't get along. How do you stay out of the politics?
Which politics?
The politics of passion of rappers not getting along. I remember, you know, people did diss records towards each other. How do you stay out of that shit? Oh, you don't know what the fuck going on.
I mean, I really don't pay attention. It's counterproductive to the whole movement. So if there is shit like that going on around me, I'm not even entertaining it, bro. Like, I done wasted so much time already. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 15 steps behind still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you might... Outsiders might look at it like, oh, son is in a good position, but it's still all work and I still got a long way to go. So paying attention to people doing diss records and stuff like that is just, I don't even pay attention, bro.
Production, how do you pick what beats you want to rap off of?
With every project we go into, we call producers in the studio, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's even tedious work, because if you tell a producer to send you some beats, he'll send you 100 beats. You know, you got to go through them and you may only get one. So I just try to retain the producers that I work with in the past, that we did good business. And every time I'm rolling something out, I just, you know, reconvene with them, tell them what I need, get the beats in, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to P.A. Dre, you know what I'm saying? Out to P-Dot, shout out to P-Version, you know what I mean? These are all the producers that, you know, I go to. Your Style the Shadow Figure, Be Divine, you know what I mean? That I go to when I need beats. I try to, you know, if I'm getting beats for somebody, I want to know them, you know what I'm saying? I don't really, you know, so that's a tedious process in itself. Just getting the beats. You got to go through thousands of fucking beats.
Yeah, then they send you some shit. You be like, man, what the fuck is this? Nigga need to go outside, man. Nigga been in the basement too long. Production. So how could people send you production, though? Do you have an email? Well, I don't want you to get an email on here, but how could people get music to you?
on my website. I have a website that we're about to launch as well.
Okay.
We just working it out and getting it together. But before that, just my social media. Like, everybody stay in tune with my social media. Hands the Great at on Instagram and Hands on Facebook. Send me beats, hit me, DM me, I'll give you my email, send the beats in. They need to be original though.
Yeah.
I don't know how to turn that over.
Got you. Dream collaboration. Who you dying that you gotta do one with?
I don't know. I can't even really say. I've worked with a lot of people. I'm kind of like, you know, dream collab though. Dr. Dre, maybe.
I knew it. Everybody need that Dre touch. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a major accomplishment. For me. But you know, I work with a lot of people, and you know, just, you know, being around and doing what I do, and you know,
you involved. You in the mix, right. Yeah. You in the mix.
So I've been around, you know, a lot of people up until this point. If I had to make a wish, Dr. Dre.
Give me a classic studio session that you was there for that you couldn't believe that this record everybody loved. I was right there when this shit was recorded. Give me one song that you was there for that you saw being made.
Ether?
What?
Ether?
What Ether?
With Nas.
You was in the studio with Nas, man?
No. Oh, you said a session I was in.
Yeah, a session. I'm about to say, if you was there with Ether.
I thought you was like my dream session, if I could be there.
Okay, well, Ether would be ill, too. It's a dream session. Yeah. But what studio session was you actually in where you saw magic being like, hold up?
Not battle rap, though, right?
Like, whatever. Whatever you was there for that everybody loved, that you bear witness with your own two eyes, you was actually in that studio session.
The Wu-Tang song, I Got My Uzi Back.
Gravel Pit?
What's the name of that song? It's the single to the double album. Got My Uzi Back.
Damn, Wu fans gonna stone. We in trouble, man, because we can't, we don't know what song. But that was it. So you saw everybody lately, but back and forth.
No, not that.
Oh, that's
not
Gravel that. Pit. Okay. I know Uzi. Is it Click?
It's on that album.
That album has so many damn songs. Damn. We in trouble.
But the reason why I said that, shout out, God bless, R.I.P. to my son, Polite.
I was about to say Polite. Yeah, go ahead.
That was memorable for me because I was fresh out of jail. And I got up with Polite. We went to the studio. The niggas was working on that song. That's actually Polite on the hook. On the song, if you listen to the song that I Got My Uzi Back, that's Polite.
Wow.
They got a video for it? Yeah, they got a video for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not clicking with me for some reason because I could so much swoosh shit be in my head and then after a while it was just so fucking much. You know what I'm saying? Like it was so much. I'm starting, Iron Man just popped up. Like so much shit just popped in my head. I'm like, damn, when you go through the Wu-Tang catalog, shit might be like 600 songs. Right. But rest in peace to Polite. Rest in peace to Polite. So this is the Interlude TV, right? So I gotta ask you, what's your favorite interlude on any album of all time?
Interlude. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm gonna say Meth Lab 2.
Okay, which one was it? What's the name of it?
Lithium.
Lithium.
That album is called Lithium.
Okay. What was the name of the interlude? Do you remember?
Nah, I don't. We don't name them. They usually just call interludes.
Okay. Okay. You know what I mean? On this album right here that you got out right now, give them the features doing there.
Oh, I got Meth on there. Of course, I know that. I got Ray. I got RJ Payne. I got Inspector Deck. I got Cap. You know what I'm saying? I got Cortez. You know. I got who else? And then, you know, we got the usual suspects, Carlton Fisk, Hugh Hef, we got on there. You know what I'm saying? Who else we got? DE Water Team, we got on there. You know what I'm saying?
Lounge. You can't forget Lounge, the Boomer. Boom!
Lounge is on there. And the Lounge is definitely on there. He's on the Street Story song. I got my little cousin from New Brighton on there. You know what I mean? Shout out Billy. You know what I'm saying?
What's the visuals? What was the visuals you were shooting last week?
Last week we were shooting the Carthage song.
Okay.
It's a song on there named Carthage with Neff Ron Browse did the beat.
So Neff, they would know him as the Last American B-Boy, but we know him as Neff.
Right.
He also was a director, but he's also an MC. People don't know that he rapped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got Rockness on there too, right?
Rockness Monsters on there, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in this video right here that y'all gonna see, the first pinned comment is gonna be the project. Y'all get it on, it's everywhere. Apple, iTunes, everywhere, it's everywhere.
Right.
It's everywhere.
Just spell my name right in Google, H-A-N-Z. You know what I'm saying? As long as you spell my name right in Google, you're going to get it.
All right, so we here with Hands, man. Damn, man, we could fucking talk all day. You in the lab, though. What y'all working on now?
Nah, we've been in here all day. We done.
Okay, so we just doing interviews and shit today?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, man. I'm happy that you are free. I'm happy that you representing the unspoken borough. Did you go shopping at Albee Square Mall too when you was younger?
Yeah.
The train to Bowling Green, right? It take the 4 to 5.
Yeah.
Everybody. Y'all caught with Staten Island caught up though. I ain't gonna front. Staten Island used to be way behind.
Yeah,
Staten Island
and caught the talent up. Out here is crazy, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't even name, like I could name 50 motherfuckers out here right now. That's nice.
But you know what though? I was talking to Lounge about this years ago. If you can, bro, please name 5 of them. We ain't leaving nobody out, but just off cap. Let's give them some because they got to hear these other names of some of these people. You know what I'm saying? Like it's important. Right. For Staten Island to get is just due, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion. So whoever you want to name, bro, shout them out now. Put them. I don't give a fuck if you name 50. Let's give them something because they need to hear their name out there. You know what I'm saying?
You talking about like young boys to look
whoever, bro, whoever you think got it, let's put them out there because their name need to be on these platforms, man. We gotta.
Where do I begin? Chunk Bizzo, Cash Varizano, that's Carlton Fisk's son. You know what I'm saying? We got C Black out here. We got Vito. We got James Rich. We got fucking, who else we got? You got the Hillside Scramblers still doing their thing.
I was just watching Leatherface earlier too, deadass.
Right, you got them still doing their thing. I mean, the talent is rampant. You got, you know, people on the harbor side, you know what I'm saying? Still doing their thing. What's son name that we going about to work with? Son that had the thing with the Knicks. It's just mad multitude of talent, man. Multitude of talent. It's just, if I miss you, I'm sorry, I'm high.
Yeah, shout out to West Brighton, New Brighton, Port Richmond, New Orleans,
New Brighton, niggas out here. Tartanville.
Let's shout out to Fort Wadsworth. Shout out to Park Hill, Stapleton. Shout out to all South. Shout out to South Beach. Shout out to every area of Staten Island.
If you a white executive and you got some money you trying to invest in music, This is where you got to fish at, Staten Island. They still out there.
Still there. So, yo, Cans, man, we got to re-up. Man, I appreciate you for joining me. Yo, you the first new interview on this channel. I want you to know that. You broke the eye. You the first one on this channel. This is a new channel. You the first one. So tell them the name of the project again.
Name of the project is called Carthage. You know what I'm saying? We slowly rolling it out. You know what I'm saying? Just dropped a single today with featuring Iron Mike and Method Man. You know what I'm saying? Got something for y'all next Friday. Stay in tune with me. Follow me on the gram. You know what I'm saying?
But on the gram, it's Hands
the Great. HANZDAGREHE.
Is the name of the company still Hands On Music?
Entertainment. Hands.
All right.
Hands On Music Entertainment. So we, it's for acronym, it's Home.
Oh, dope. So, so for the people to know, he looking for directors, he looking for actors, he looking for producers, he's looking for MCs, anybody that you want to collaborate, whatever you want to do, he looking for everything. You know, he got access to the who's who in hip hop. They all on his project. And if you an executive that you want to, you know, you want to put some money into something, I don't care if you 27 years old and you got one of them hedge funds or something like that. You want to put some money into something. It's still in Staten Island. It's definitely still in Staten Island because he got access to everybody anyway. So, Hands, I want to thank you for joining me today, man. We got to get the Carthage album. I'm going to make sure that they put it out there. Matter of fact, I'm going to go on my social media and make sure it's put out there right now. I'm on a campaign with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I gotta represent. Gotta represent for Park Hill. You know what I'm saying? 160 Park Hill, apartment 6P. That's where I live as a little kid. You know what I'm saying? Yes, rest in peace to my Umi. That's my, you know my grandmother?
Nah, I was too young.
Yeah, my grandmother Umi. She's the one who brought Meth to the projects.
Right.
She the one who brought Meth to the project. You know what I'm saying? His mom's right. And his two sisters and shit. So rest in peace to my Umi. And my pops died in 180.
In 180?
In 180, yep. Had a heart attack in 180. Passed away.
Wow.
He was living in 180. What year? 2011, I believe. 2011.
Mm-hmm.
My pops' name was Gamel.
Gamel?
Yeah.
Not Gamel.
There's only one 180? Of them. That's my pop. Yeah, 180. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I know you know my Uncle Zay, right?
Yeah, I know him. I know him.
His older brother is my father. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his older brother is my father. But, you know, he lived in 180. You know what I'm saying? My pops lived in 180. He had a heart attack in the building. You know what I'm saying? If he passed away in the process.
I'm sorry to hear that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, so it is what it is, man. I remember Park Hill when it was a swamp in the back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no buildings back there. It was a swamp. Mm-hmm. It was woods everywhere. So, yeah, I was, as a little kid, I lived there for a couple of years with Umi. And, you know what I'm saying? Park Hill always was good to me. Wild as hell, though. Like
right. People but good were, to his people,
but good,
right?
But, yeah, good to the people who lived there. Like, it, because what people don't know was a community. Like, everybody really knew everybody. You went outside and 160 was just turnt, though. I don't know what the hell what it was about that building. But maybe because a lot of people lived in the building. You had Captain. You had a lot of people in the building that was in. But, yo, you know I never been in the number buildings? I never been in one of them, like the 185. I never been across the street ever in my life in none of those buildings. I only been in the zero buildings. Dead-ass serious. I never been in none of those buildings. Because I remember in Park Hill, used to be able to go in the back of the building. Now you got to go all the way down and go in that one building and come around. Used to be able to go pull up right in the building.
Right. Each parking lot was open.
Yeah, that's how I was that little when I was there. You was able to go at each parking lot. And then one day I took a cab from New Brighton and I'm like, this is the building right there. They said, no, we got to do the entrance right there because the cab drivers was getting robbed. You know what I'm saying? DJ's still in?
Right.
Is Apple still there?
DJ's are still around, I think.
That's how you know. I'm naming shit way back, cab companies, because you used to have to call a cab. In Staten Island, there was no flag in the cab. You had to call a cab. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you were going to share a cab with somebody before Uber. That's how it was. Right. But hands, man.
Yeah, nah, but Park Hill had its own cabs, though. We ain't even call cabs back then because they was around the corner.
but I was too little for that. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I was, because I was coming from, yeah, I was coming from New Brighton to Park Hill. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I had to get, because DJoy's was on.
Oh, yeah. DJoy's
was on Bay Street.
Was
on
Bay Street.
Yeah, it was on Bay Street.
Yeah, if you were in New Brighton. Yeah. I think they still in the same spot, too.
Yeah, nah, they was there for a long time, right on Bay. Bay, like, because Victory is right there, the beginning of Bay and, mm-hmm. Bay and Victory, right over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they still there.
Yep. All right, Hands, man, I'll talk you to death, man. We'll make sure y'all get the Carthage. It's the first pinned comment in this video. Make sure y'all pick that up, listen to it, hit Hands on them, hit them on the social media. Let them know how you feel about the project, who you want to see him work with. If you got some work out there, you do artwork, whatever you do in this culture, you are needed. So make sure you hit him up. Don't hit me, hit him. Don't hit me, hit him. He'll give you his email and everything. Hands, until next time. Peace.
Peace.